Welcome back, everybody. Today is day five. We are approaching, I guess we have just a few more days left, and then it's going to be the Feast of Divine Mercy. So I would recommend just already kind of searching on your diocesan website to see if there's any diocesan-wide event for the Divine Mercy. And if there is, just start making preparations to attend that. Okay, so today the intention is to bring to Jesus the souls of those who have separated themselves from my church. There's a few things that we could share about this.
Okay, you go for it.
Okay. first off, I was just thinking about a conversation that we had with somebody recently. About their sibling who had recently left the church and was practicing out, practicing a Christian lifestyle in another church, just not the Catholic church. And I was just thinking how sad that made me feel. I was so sad because even though it seemed that, you know, she had a joyful life and was still following Christ, just to step away from that which is true and beautiful and good, like the Eucharist and the sacraments.
And the person sharing this seemed to be almost okay with it. It was a little bit of sadness, but they're like, that's okay. She's still doing good.
Yeah, I guess there's worse things that could happen, right? But at the same time, like, there's a grieving that happens when somebody leaves and separates themselves from the church. And I feel like in a little way, we can kind of understand how that affected Jesus. And it says, he says, to immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. And it was during my bitter passion that they tore up my body and heart, that is my church. As they return to unity with the church, my wounds heal, and in this way they alleviate my passion.
Yeah, so we got to be absolutely clear that we're talking about people who are not in the fullness of the truth, not Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's who we're speaking about, and Jesus said these are the people that tore his heart.
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, there are lots of things that we can rejoice in, like the knowledge of all the people who have recently entered into the church over Easter. Like I know our piano instructor was just sharing how at her parish, there were 24 catechumens, which for our town, that's big for a parish. Yeah. It's a lot of people and that's wonderful. And there's more and more to come. So it's exciting.
So this reminds me of a conversation I had with somebody that used to be a former Protestant pastor. And he shared with me that he came across John 16:13, where Jesus describes how the Holy Spirit will lead the apostles into all truth. And he thought that was kind of interesting because as a Protestant pastor, he looked around at all the different denominations and thought, well, where is all truth? And he said to claim that his church had all truth would have been sort of arrogant. And he realized that the only church that was claiming to have all truth was the Catholic Church. And that claim alone led him on a journey to discover, well, is this true? Because if it is true, he thought this would be beautiful. He didn't want to become Catholic, mm-hmm. but he thought, but if this is true, this is good, and it deserves my attention. Mm-hmm. And so, praise God, he was faithful to that grace. He joined the church. He left the church that he was preaching in and leading in, and he joined the church. And I think it's absolutely beautiful, his journey. And I'm sure you know many other people who've been on a similar journey. So we want to pray that God would restore his church, that he'd draw people back into the fullness of the faith, because Jesus established a church. The Catholic Church is historically, he founded the church on Peter and the apostles and their successors. And it's beautiful to say, us as Catholics, that we can look at Holy Mother Church and say it was founded by Jesus Christ himself in the fullness of faith. We have everything we need to grow in the fullness of the purpose of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to you later.
You threw the party?